As we approach our Purim Haba, Leinu L'Tova. So not everyone likes to put on a costume. Not everyone likes to get dressed up. So we'd like to discuss this evening, as we mentioned, is what should you be wearing if you're not going to be wearing a costume? So obviously we know. Obviously we know that there is a strong tradition to wear costumes, and we're not going to get into the issue of costumes tonight. Obviously the simple reason of wearing a costume is to raise a level of simcha, and we understand that the sinna, the idea that Esav Soni es Yaakov, comes from the fact that Yaakov dressed up in different clothing in order to trick Esav, in order to take the Bechor away from him, and that's why, you know, that's some of the animosity. Esav is the father, the grandfather of Amalek, and therefore some of the animosity towards Esav, towards Yaakov, comes from the fact of Yaakov dressing up in a costume as well. The Ma'am Loes notes that Rashi points out in Chumash that the Amalek dressed up as Canaan, in order to trick Bnei Yisrael, and they were attacking them in order to mess up the Mazalos. The Eliyarava says that Gavriel gave Vashti a tail, a costume, and that's what made her ugly, and therefore she wouldn't come to the party as well. Esther hid her identity, another form of costume, before Achashverosh. The Gemara in Megillah says that the Malachi Asharis dressed up as gardeners in Achashverosh's garden in order to pretend like Haman told them to cut down Achashverosh's beautiful trees, and that again is another form of costume, another form of dressing up. Costumes are all over the Megillah as well. There's a beautiful comment to the Manos HaLevi, Rosham Alkabetz in his parish, where the Megillah says that the people were misyahadim, that people seemingly converted to Judaism when the Jews gained the upper hand, and there was going to be a war for the Jews to defend themselves after the Gzeira of Achashverosh. So the Manos HaLevi asks, it's impossible, we don't accept converts when the Jews are doing well, when they're on top. It can't be that we accepted converts to Judaism at that point in time. We only accept converts when we're on the bottom, when things aren't going so well, because we don't want people to convert for the wrong reasons. And therefore the Manos HaLevi says, Misyahadim does not mean that they converted, rather it means that they dressed up as Jews. They put on some Yiddish bekishas, and they dressed up as Jews, and therefore we have another idea of dressing up when it comes to Purim as well. The Sfas Emes and the Mishnah Halachos point out the same thing. The Maharam Chagiz says that the idea of a costume is that we show Hashem that our outwardly secular, averos and things that are not part of the Jewish neshama are just costumes to us. They're not part of our essence. So we see that costumes reference themselves in many, many places in the story of Purim, and it's not hard to see why people dress up in costumes. But for those of us who do not dress up in costumes, so what should we be wearing on the eve, perhaps the day of Purim as well? So let's begin. The Ramah writes in Tafresh Sadi Hey in Sif Beis that the minhag is to wear Big Day Shabbos. It's not here on the sheets yet. We'll get to that in a second. To wear Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif on Purim. Persons should dress in their Shabbos clothing when it comes to Purim. And there is no one who disagrees. The source of the Ramah is none other than the Maharil, the famous and very important posek for Ashkenaz and the Minhagim. This is on page 426 in the Machon Yerushalayim edition of the Maharil. He writes as follows. At the end of the line, Mari Segel, the Mari Segel would haya lovesh bepurim es kata umatrono. He would put on his coat and his hat, which he was regil behem lovosh v'shabbos. He would put on his regular Shabbos hat and coat when it came to read the Megillah in shul. And therefore, the proper dress on the day and the night of Purim is Shabbos and Yontif clothing. And we see that sometimes people are not so careful about this, and they'll dress in their regular weekday clothes when it comes to Shabbos and Purim. But Shabbos and Purim is a day that is due proper covet and respect, as we'll see. Purim is a day that's due proper covet and respect, and therefore it's appropriate that we wear Shabbos clothing on Purim. Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur on Yanei Purim says that before Mincha on Erev Purim, you should go to the mikvah. I guess that's your choice. But certainly put on your Big Day Shabbos, even by Mincha of Erev Purim. So you go into Purim, dress properly in Big Day Shabbos as well. Rav Yosef of Dubna in the Yesod Yosef on Perek Pei Beis 82. So he says that certainly your Purim clothing should be clean as well. No dirty clothing with any stains on them. That would be inappropriate. And if one's clothing are not clean during the Kriyas Megillah, he says, then you're preventing from being Mekabel, the Nitzotzos HaKadoshim, the holy sparks that come down to a person when the Megillah is being read, your clothing must be clean, or else you will not get that extra Kedusha that comes along with reading the Megillah. The reason why the Rama references Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif, that's weird, because we know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the better clothing should be reserved for Yontif. Yontif has a higher status technically in that regard, and your better clothing should be saved for Yontif. So why does the Rama use this strange language of Shabbos or Yontif? It should be either Big Day Shabbos, or it should be Big Day Yontif. What's with the flip-flopping back and forth? So the Lavush says that we wear nicer clothing on Yontif generally because the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha has a special mitzvah of Simcha, and the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvot, mitzvah Nun Dalet, says that we wear nice clothing as a part of Simchas Yontif. The reason why the nicer clothing comes with Yontif is because there's a special mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that is raised up when we wear the nicer clothing. So if you have the Armani suit versus the Brooks Brothers suit, so the Armani suit would seemingly should be set aside for Yontif, and the Brooks Brothers suit, which is probably not too shabby, should be put on the side for Shabbos. That would be most appropriate.
The most expensive.
The most expensive. Let's assume the most expensive one is the nicer one. It's not always the case, but let's assume that the most expensive one is the nicer one. So how do we get this idea when it comes to Purim? Why by Purim do we say Shabbos or Yontif? Why doesn't the Rama just say what it is? Either it's a Shabbos level wearing of clothing, or it's a Yontif level wearing of clothing. Why can't the Rama seemingly make up his mind? So some answer based on the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah Hayim Beis says that the Mishta, when it says, when the Megillah says there should be Mishta v'Simcha, so Mishta comes to teach us that there's an Isser Tainus. You are prohibited from fasting on Purim. And Simcha comes to teach us that you are not allowed to give eulogies on Purim. If the burial is on Purim, we do not give eulogies. And therefore, the mitzvah of Simcha on Purim is tied to other things. It's not a classic form of Simchas Yontif. It's a different type of Simchas Yontif. And therefore, you can't just simply say, whatever you do on Yontif, we do by Purim. When it comes to Purim, what we describe as Simcha is not simply just a cut and paste from the Simcha of Yontif and just applying it to Purim. The second explanation is Al Pi Kabbalah from the Talmud Minhagim, the classic book that gives reasons for Minhagim. This is on page Resh Mem Tes. He gives a whole thing about the different emanations of Oros and light that comes Al Pi Kabbalah. I have to be honest, I don't understand what he's talking about, but there's some Kabbalistic reasons for why perhaps the day rises to the level of Simcha Yontif, and perhaps, if possible, you should have the Yontiftik clothing if available. Rav Shmuel Kreuzer in his Ma'am Lo'ez. Now, the Ma'am Lo'ez is an interesting sefer. It was originally written by Rav Yaakov Kuli, one of the Svardi Gedolim, but he never finished it. And what happened over time is that different authors picked up finishing this classic work of Medrash and Tanakh, and it was finished over time in a series of centuries. It finally was finished in the 20th century by a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim named Rav Shmuel Kreuzer. Rav Shmuel Kreuzer has another claim to fame. He is the son-in-law of Rabbi Yisrael Ber Odesser. Rabbi Yisrael Ber Odesser is what they know as the Baal HaPetek. We all know that when we spend time in Eretz Yisrael, we see graffiti all over Eretz Yisrael saying, Na Na Nach Nachman Mi'uman, right? And they just dance around and they have the big white yarmulkes. So what strain of Breslov Chassidus is that? That's the strain of Rabbi Yisrael Ber Odesser, who has this Masorah that he had a petek, a letter from Nachman of Breslov, who said that if you say this phrase, Na Na Nachman Nachman Miyuman, it brings some sort of Yeshua, some sort of saving, and you should spread it wherever you go. So he's the son-in-law of that individual as well. So an accomplished Talmud Chacham, good Yichus. So Shmuel Kreuzer writes in his Ma'am Lo'ez, in his edition of the Ma'am Lo'ez on Esther, that the Minhag Yerushalayim was to wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim. Something to be careful about in Yerushalayim. And he says, the first Igeres, right, we know that Mordechai and Esther sent out two letters. There was a first letter, and there was a second letter. If we pay close attention, we'll see there's two letters at the end of the Megillah. So the first letter says, Simcha u'mishta v'yantif. There should be Simcha, there should be Mishta, and there should be Yantif. And the second Igeres, it doesn't mention Yantif, and it only says, Yimei Mishta v'simcha. What happened to Yantif in the second letter they sent out? So he says that the Yontif was removed to take away the fact that there was an idea, there was a Hava Mina, that there was going to be an Isser Malacha on Purim. It might have been Asr Du Malacha on Purim. And in the second letter, they retracted that idea to have a prohibition of Malacha on Purim. But what remained, says Shmuel Kreuzer, what remained is the Big Day Shabbos and the Big Day Yontif part. We take away the Isser Malacha of Yontif, but wearing the clothing of Yontif remains when it comes to Purim. And that's why it sticks when it comes to wearing proper clothing for Purim.
Are there any rabbonim that you can't work? Like a yontif? Purim is a...
It would have been Zindra Rabbanan. Yes, it would have been LP, but it would have had perhaps a higher status, though, because it would have been with a bit of nevuah, and there was an option to make such a thing. We do have days of Rabban. Second day Yantif is the Rabbanan, and we have Nisra Malacha. Right. So it is possible to make such a claim. Let's look at the comments of the Chida, author of over 100 works.
That's because there's a chashash that it may be a deraisa, because we don't know the exact day.
Yeah.
So that's why you could say the Rabbanan have the right to say there's no malacha. But
yeah.
And a Purim, where would they even have
to have this idea? So the Gemara has such a discussion about it. The Gemara has such a discussion about it, but for another share. Okay. So the Chida writes in his Machzik Brach in Tafresh Pei Ches Sif Beis on Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes the Maharil, and he gives a novel reason for why we have Big Day Yantzav, Big Day Shabbos for Purim. So he says, "Kasav Maharil Dinachal Vilvush Big Day Shabbos Yantzav for Purim Veviu Maram Lakamen Simon Tafresh Sadihei." This is what Rav Moshe Islos brings later on. Who Minag Tov? It's a good Minag. Uma gam simchas Torah to hador kabluha b'yemei Achashverosh b'ratzon chenagu b'yirakodesh shlamim kain v'rabin. So he points out as follows: we are aware that the Gemara in Shabbos Peches says that the Jews were forced to accept the Torah for the first time in Har Sinai. Kafa aleim har kigigis. Hashem held the mountain over the Jewish people, forcing them to accept the Torah. But in the days of Purim, the Jewish people were kimu v'kiblu, as we say in the Megillah. They stood up and they accepted the Torah once again without being forced. It was simply on their own. They loved Hashem so much, and they accepted the Torah once again. So says the Chida, it seems that Purim has an aspect of Shavuos. It's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And since it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah, we have this aspect of Yontif that comes along with it, and it should be treated as an extension, per se, of Shavuos. And therefore, it would require to have Big Day Yontif as well. Perhaps another connection, this is just my own thought, we have an idea that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippur is like Purim. So if it's Yom Kippurim, we know that in Yom Kippur, we have to wear Big Day Yontif, you have to wear proper clothing for Yom Kippur, so why not again on Purim also? Purim is Yom Kippurim, it should have the proper clothing to come along with it. The Kav HaYashar writes in Perek Sadi Tes, that in some communities in Poland, he saw they would wear special white clothing to read the Megillah. I think white clothing is a little bit out of style now. Some mikubam Yerushalayim, but still, we have the minag in Poland as well. The Perish Eitz Chaim from one of the Gedolim of Teiman, he says as well that in Yemen, they would have special clothing for Kriyas Megillah. So Poland, Yemen, Yerushalayim, all over the world, Jews would have proper and special clothing, Big Day Yom Tov, Big Day Shabbos, when it came to Purim. Ruchaim Pelagini is Moed Lekolchai, and Lamed Aleph Yud Ches points out that you should be wearing Big Day Shabbos during the evening of the Megillah reading as well, not just the day. And the Psukim say, what do we read in the Megillah? V'tilbash Esther Malchus. U'Mordechai Yatza B'levush Malchus. Esther and Mordechai are wearing the clothing of kings. So how could we read these Psukim, says the Moed Lekolchai, while dressed in weekday clothing? Mordechai and Esther are Tilbash Malchus. They're wearing kingly and queenly clothing. How could it be that we wear regular weekday clothing during the Megillah reading? Unacceptable. This is Sayyid Lahalacha as well. In the Kaf HaChaim, the Ben Ishchai. Also in Parshas Tetzava says to wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim. So for the Ashkenazim and for the Svardim as well. The Chemdas Yamim, which is a controversial sefer that we discussed before, the Chemdas Yamim, we are unsure about the authorship, and it is the source of many popular minhagim that we have. The whole idea of Tu B'Shvat Seder, and the idea of saying the David and Elul, and all interesting minhagim that we have adopted over the course of Jewish history, many of them come from the Chemdas Yamim. The controversial part is that it may, or according to some opinions, was written by a Sabbatean, a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. And therefore, its history is unclear where it comes from. And obviously that would be a problem, but it's become accepted by the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim of the Gra and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, the Chemdas Yam has become an accepted sefer in, I'd say, most parts of the Jewish community. So the Chemdas Yamim picks up on this point in his Seder Purim in Chelek Beis. He writes something very, very interesting. He says, "V'ra elai hamaisa, it is very bad for me, this thing. Es asher hakilu rabim b'bnei Yisrael b'tokev chisna shel hadras hayom hakodesh." People, when this great day comes, hazen adar b'kodesh, Lageshus likros haMegillah. They approach to read the Megillah with bigdei hachol asher aleihem, with their weekday clothing. Riaf bayom atzmo. Atzmo mispar rabim asher lo yachlifu b'simlo seim ukedai bizayon behod hadar hayom l'nag bo kachol. It's a bizayon to Purim to treat it and dress in a weekday manner. V'karavani lomar shezeh bichlal mevaze es hamoados. And he says this is included in the reference of the Gemara, which usually apply to chol hamoed, to not just properly on chol hamoed. He wants to say that it's a bizayon, it's an embarrassment of the holiday to not dress properly for Purim. Ulefichach ish tevunas yasher leches bedarchei chasidim lehatar v'hachlech simlo sami bojom. We should change our clothing before the day of Purim comes. Kasher kasavnu, as we said, b'chein yigash lekoses megillah memulach tahor. You should come while you are pure, b'sheris b'shem Hashem, and you should Hashem should rest upon you. And therefore, the Chavos Yom says, don't get yourselves involved in this bizayon of Purim. Make sure you wear big day Shabbos, big day Yontif when it comes to this day. The Kleisenberger Rebbe references in a number of places, but most prominently in his Shuvos Divrei Yetziv, at the end of Orach Chaim, in the Reish Tzadi Tes, that the minhag in Sanz was to dress in Big Day Shabbos and Yontif after reading the Megillah, not before reading the Megillah. No place else does that, just by Sanz Kleisenberger Chassidim. Why? So he gives two reasons. He says that you shouldn't dress in Big Day Shabbos while you're still fasting. We know we don't eat until after Megillah is read. And since you're still fasting, and the essence of the previous day of the Tainus is still upon us, it's not appropriate to be wearing the Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif while you are still fasting, and this idea of asking Hashem for Rachamim is still resonating from the day before coming into Purim. In a Kovetz, the Sanz Reish Chassidim published many, many pamphlets. So there's a Kovetz that they put out called Yisrael Saba, and this is in Nunvav, in the 56th publishing of this Shabbos pamphlet, on page Tufkuf Samach Dalad. He gives another reason. He says that the miracle of Purim was hidden. It was benister. Everything happened hidden, as we referenced before, and therefore we wear big day chol while reading the Megillah at night to hint to this hidden aspect, to hint to this idea that it's hidden. It's not clear that it's Yontif, everything was hidden. Hashem was hidden, right? Hashem's name is in the Megillah. It's only HaMelech, according to the Rishonim, where we have the name HaMelech that's not brought with any other name. And therefore, since the miracle of Purim is hidden, therefore we hide our Big Day Yontif, our Big Day Shabbos, when it comes to reading Megillah at night. That is not the minhag anyplace else, just the minhag in Sanz. So unless you're a Kleisenberger Chassid, then it should still be at night.
They put on Big Day Yontif. When they come home at night.
For the Suda. So, but not when the Megillah is being read. Okay.
Steve
Weiss
is the closing
time.
Yeah?
Munkach. He goes to sleep that way.
What's the Munkach minute?
Munkach, they wear green all the
time. So that is part one. I think we've established, without debate, that we should be wearing Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yontif when it comes to Purim. Or a costume. There's a number of shuvos. Rav Osner has a famous shuva where he discusses whether you can daven in your Purim costume. Is that appropriate for tefillah? And all different types of discussions regarding davening in your Purim costume. But let's move on to another thing that's connected to the clothing, which as Derech Agav ties into this. We've mentioned already this discussion of Yontif and Purim. Is Purim a Yontif? What's the simcha of Purim? What's going on here? What exactly is Purim? And this will tie into a mitzvah which you are familiar with. We know that the Gemara in Pesachim Kuftes says that the men fulfill Simchas Yontif through Basar V'Yayin with meat and wine, and the women fulfill Simchas Yontif with buying them clothing for Yontif. So the question is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif to buy your wife clothing for Purim? That's the question we want to discuss. Is there a mitzvah to get something for your wife for Purim? Now, I'm not suggesting in any way that you should go and pick something out to buy a wife. It'd probably be disastrous if you had to pick something out for your wife. But if this idea of getting them something for Purim, so does this fulfill a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on your wife's behalf? Now, everything we're going to discuss now is tied into a side point. The halacha is that when a woman goes to the mikvah, she should not have any chatzitzos on her, anything that could impose the water from coming onto her body. And that goes inside and out. Even if the mouth even if there could be a place that the water could get, but it's covered over, so then that's not okay. And that applies to the teeth as well. The women have to be careful to brush the teeth before they go to the mikvah, floss, all those things that come along with this. And the Beis Yosef writes in Yeridaya, in Kuf Tzad Yeches Chaf Dal, quoting the Rush, that he says that a woman shouldn't eat meat the day that she goes to the mikvah, because the meat will get stuck in her teeth. And therefore, the minhag, he says, is to brush your teeth. And the Taz there writes that if you do eat meat, you can still go to the mikvah. It doesn't mean you can't go to the mikvah anymore, but you should be careful to clean out your teeth well. And in addition, if the Leil Tefillah is on Shabbos or Yantif, you can still eat meat. You can still eat meat for the Mitzvah Yantif. Even if there's a mitzvah to have to meet on Yantif, it doesn't mean you shouldn't have meat or chicken, whatever, during the day, because you might be going to the mikvah at night. So that is the halak when it comes to going to the mikvah. So that is all going to play out now when it comes to Purim. The question the postman will discuss is, if it's Purim, and there's a suda during the day, and she's going to have to go to the mikvah at night after Purim, so what that means is, should she have meat? Is there a mitzvah for her to have meat that's going to override the prohibition of the Beis Yosef and the Rush to have meat on the day before she goes to the mikvah? That's the question, okay? And if there's a prohibition, if she's not supposed to have meat, then we're going to say, on the flip side, that the mitzvah is for to have some other simcha, which means to have something nice, okay? That's going to be the discussion we're going to have going forward. So let's begin. The first time I know that this is discussed is in the Shas Shuvas Beis Sha'arim. This is an Or HaChaim Shin Pei, the last source on the page. Dibur Maskul Lefi Zeh. Okay? He writes as follows. He says, Nirali, Davar Chadash. I have something new to tell you. Tahare Amrinan B'Psachim Kuftes, we say B'Psachim Adaf 109, Anashim B'Roi Lehem B'Yayin, V'Nashim B'Roi Lehem B'Bavol B'Bei Savonim. So the men have a wine and meat. And in Bavel, the women, they would get colored clothing, beautifully colored clothing. With Eretz Yisrael, Pishtan, they would have finely laundered white clothing. Einstein, look at Tosis over there. Rosh Hashanah from the Beizim Rasla Isha, the Kedushan Amidal from the Beizim Rasla Isha, the Yesh Chilik Ben Bizman Hazeh, Ubein Bizman Mishabes Amidah. So there's a sheet of Tosfos. That whole idea of Simchas Yantuf with meat and wine, perhaps only is in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when there are korbanos. But nowadays, where we do not have korbanos, so then maybe it doesn't apply. So he says, when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, Shagam Simcha Shalahem Bebasar, because then their joy was with meat. As Mechuyavin B'minei Ochel Ka'anashim, and women, sorry, I skipped a line, to as Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar Afila Yishav, Im Kain, sorry. Go back a second. So the Beis Sha'arim says, "Imkain shapa yeshomer deisha chayeves b'mishloach manos kish." A woman has to have mishloach manos, just like a man. Rak bizman shebeis hamigdash kayam shegam simcha shalahem bebasar. At the time of the Beis Hamigdash, women fulfilled simchas yantif with meat and the korbanos. As mechuyam b'minei ochel kanashim, and then they had to have the mishloach manos because they needed to have a suda. And according to the Trumas Hadeshin, what's the point of mishloach manos? To supply people with the food for the suda. Aval bizman hazeh, da anashim b'roi lehem b'yayin, when the men have wine, gam nashim b'roi lehem b'bigdei tzavonim. Women need to have the clothing for their simchas yantif, the special thing for simchas yantif. U'bigdei pishtan ha'meguhatsim shazeh simchas purim shalahem. A chiddush nora, says the Beis Sha'arim. What's the chiddush? That on Purim, women fulfill their simcha when the husbands get them special nice clothing for Yantif. A tremendous kiddush. The kaven did yemei Mordechai ve'Esther lo hay beis hamigdash kayam. In the days of Mordechai and Esther, there was no beis hamigdash. K'mavor b'megillah. V'lo hayu anashim mechuyavos b'manos shu min maichel mashke. Rak b'begadim. And there was no beis hamigdash, so the women at that time of Mordechai and Esther must have fulfilled some chesantif with new clothing, a new piece of jewelry. This applies whether to the Truma Sadeshim because you need to give food for the Suda, or the reason of the Manas Halevi, Rosh Hashanah Alkabetz, who says it's because of Chibur Reyes in order to make people friendly and love one another. So either way, if you buy your wife something nice for Purim, you'll be fulfilling Simchas Yantif, and it'll make her happy with you. So across the board, it's going to be a win-win situation. And that's the opinion of the Beis Sha'arim. Okay, who else agrees to the Beis Sha'arim? Rav Menashe Klein. We don't
bring
it.
Wear it then.
What?
You just have to buy it.
Perhaps if that's up to her, I guess. But your responsibility would be just that she should have the simcha to have it. Okay? So, who agrees
to... You think I would tell my wife anything about
the
shirt? So,
what'd you learn? Nothing.
It says that Rav Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Halachos, in Chelek Zion, in Simen Tzadivav, and again, later on, in Chelek Chesim and Reish Lamadal, you don't have it here on the sheet, but because he simply repeats what the Beis Sharim says, he says as follows, he's talking about the same thing going to the mikvah, and he says, Gam Noshim Baroy Lehem Bevigdei Tzavonim, the women should have the big day tzavon, the colored garments, shezeh simchas purim shalahen, that is their simchas purim. Again, just to tie it back to the original discussion, if what they're saying is the women should not be eating meat by Purim day, because if they eat the meat by Purim day, then it's going to cause a problem by the mikvah. Ah, there's a simchas yontif by them? No, there's not by meat. The simchas yontif is by clothing. These poskim are saying they're not going to be eating meat, okay?
But was
there,
this is only women
that has
to go to the mikveh
at night? What? No. The nafkamina is for women has to go to the mikveh at night. Because whether she has simchas yontif or not,
right, so she's going to kind of eat meat. She's not going, then she
has basavit. No, so they're going to say they don't have ever a chiyuv to eat meat. Oh, it's not even a starter for them. Their simchas yontif comes with the new clothing. Okay, who else says this? Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Moadim Muzmanim. This is at the Hashmatos, the extra stuff he added on at the end when he forgot. Maybe his wife reminded him, I don't know. So in Hashmatos, the Chelek Beis, in Simon Kuf Ayin Hay. So he quotes the Maharshal who says that when it comes to Simcha Zantiv, Shehu Kayom Tov Mamish, that Purim is a Yantiv Mamish, says the Maharshal. So based on that, says Rav Sternbach, that all the dinim of Simchas Yontif apply to the Purim, and therefore you need to be Masameach the wife with the proper clothing for Yontif. Okay? So that is Mahalach 1. I'm now going to approach, now give you the other Shita, which I think is the Halacha, which they reject all these things. So let's look first now at the comments of the Kana Bosem. This is Rav Meir Bronsdorfer, who is one of the great poskim in Yerushalayim. Passed away a few years ago. So this is in the Kana Bosim Chelek Beis, Simon Pei Beis. He says, Lufina Yas Daiti, in my humble opinion, Adain Hakusha Bimkoma Mometus, the question remains, Dekim Deleka B'Shabbos Chiyuv L'Achol Basar Dafka. We should know that when it comes to Shabbos, there's really no Chiyuv to have meat on Shabbos. Sometimes we make that mistake and we think, if we have a Shabbos in Yantif, we're going to have the meat meal by the Shabbos, and we'll have, the fish or whatever, and the milchiks we'll have on Yantif. But really, it should be flipped. If you're going to save the fleishiks for any meal, it should be for the Yantif. The Yantif needs to have the meat. The Shabbos, we're a little bit more lenient if you don't want to have the fleishiks. So he says, V'efshar l'kayim mitzvahs kriyas oneg b'tanugim acherim. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah not of simcha, but a mitzvah of oneg, of getting pleasure. And oneg depends on whatever makes you have pleasure. Simcha, the Torah defines for us with meat and wine. Imken, akasli lama natu l'chol basar. Why are we allowing her to have meat? V'gam ashakasu da ha-simcha hi l'noshim b'purim. But big day tzavonim, and now which this person said, that the simcha of women on Purim is by the clothing, k'mo b'yantif, tzarech iyan l'fina staiti. That requires a lot of investigation. Devatai shiny Purim yantif. Purim is not yantif. To be yantif, have a simcha mitzvah klalis. On yantif, the simcha of yantif is a general type of being joyous. Ubezamru chazal, to ha simcha l'noshim bizman hazeh hu bigdei tzavonim. Therefore, Chazal said that the simcha for women nowadays is to have something nice for yantif. Masha'ein came by Purim. However, by Purim, to ha simcha hu hasuda. When it comes to Purim, the Megillah is very clear how you fulfill Simchas Purim. It is in one way and one way only, and that is the Suda. That is where the Simcha happens. It's not a general Simcha. It's a specific Simcha in one area of the day of Purim, and that happens by the Suda. There's no general joyous mitzvah of being Sameach on Purim. It doesn't exist. There's no concept when it comes to Purim. Im kein gam benashim havi al kein akorcha chasimcha b'mili desuda dafka. By women, they're going to feel simcha. It's by the suda. It's not the suda because they're having meat because it's like a yantif. It's the meat by the suda because by Purim, that is where you find simcha. It's a special simcha that's attached only to Purim, he says. V'im kein afilu im nemar de'ein chiyav gamar le'achol basar b'Purim. Okay, you'll tell me there's no chiyuv to have meat on Purim. So they'll fulfill their mitzvah of Simchas Purim with something else. Because on Shabbos they also fulfill with other things. On Shabbos, what are we allowed to do? The women have meat Shabbos day, and they go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and we don't stop. And the same thing by Purim. You want to have meat during Purim? You want to have meat during the suit on Purim? Go ahead. You brush your teeth. Have a great time, and you go to the mikvah later on. There's no reason to prohibit it, and there's certainly no chiyuv of a general simcha that would include buying the wife something special for her. It simply doesn't exist. Okay? The next is Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Alva Shalom, in his Chelek Zayin of the Rav Ephraim, Simon Reshid Zayin. He says, Shehri afilu biyantif, dechayiv adam l'sameach es ishto, haino l'knos l'bevigadim tachshitim, right, to buy the wife jewelry and nice clothing. Aval, bepurim, he says, dehavu simchas haguf. He has a different reason. By simcha, it's not an issue of a general simcha versus a specific pseudo-oriented simcha. By Purim, the simcha is beguf. It's something that to give the body pleasure by eating something. In kain gam isha simcha bebasar. On Purim, the wife should have some meat to eat if that makes her happy. If the Leil Tefillah falls after Purim, then she should certainly eat meat. Nothing to discuss, says Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. This is also brought lahalacha in the Sefer Mishnas Yavetz, or Chaim Simon Ayin Tes, by Rav Betzalel Zsolti, the famous chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. We hadn't had a chief rabbi of Yerushalayim for a very long time, but now we do. But he was once the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. So in the Mishnah Zayvitz, he writes as follows. Uvezenicha hadekasav harambam. Look what the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif. Ketzad. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? The children, the ketanim, nosim lehem klois vegozim, you give them candy. The nashim, kona lehem begadim, tachshitim, non kufim emono. You buy them something nice according to whatever money you have. And the Rambam says that men fulfill Simchas Yontif with basar and yayin. Ulechor et sarach ian. He says it's a little unclear, but Purim. Sheesh bo chiyuv simcha. Simcha also applies to Purim. Lama ein chiyuv laseis the katanim klayus vegoz umigdanos. Why do we find no chiyuv to give the children candy when it comes to Purim? Ulenoshim ein chiyuv leknos lahem begadim and takshisim. And we find no chiyuv to buy something special for your wife when it comes to Purim as well. Halo bedvarim eluhem smechem. Doesn't this give them simcha? Says Rav Zsolti. So he says, V'kiyam mitzvah simcha hu kol echad karoy lo. He says, the kiyam of mitzvah simcha applies to each person as it makes them feel. K'ma shekasav haram parak vav helchus yantif. He says, V'nira debapuram ein chiyav simcha mitzad atzma. There is no inherent general simcha of Purim on its own. K'mo mitzvah simcha b'chag. Like we find a mitzvah simcha by the other Yom Tovim. El hachiyav hu bepurim mishtev simcha. What's the chiyuv of being joyful on Purim? Mishteh v'simcha. The two go together. Klomar mishteh sheyesh bo simcha. A mishteh that has simcha. That is where the simcha of Purim is found, at the Suda. L'chein gam b'ketan v'noshim akim hu ayadei mishteh v'simcha. And therefore, when it comes to women and children, the simcha is the same way on Purim, by the Suda. Nowhere else, not in buying anything, nothing special, nowhere else. I think it is clear the halacha, that the halacha is with the kind of boast and the rivers of Ephraim and Mishnah Seivitz, that there is no chiyuv to buy something special for one's wife when it comes to Purim. It's obviously good for Shalom Bayis and many other important things, but when it comes to Mitzvah Simchas Purim, I do not think it applies. There's a comment to the Ramah, just to conclude in the Darkei Moshe, Tofrei Tzadi Vav Hei, where he says, as follows, he says that when it comes to simcha, it says v'samachta b'chagacha v'lo b'ishtacha v'purim loksiv rak mishta v'simcha. It doesn't say v'samachta b'chagacha when it comes to Purim. And therefore he writes, u'v'chomai d'mesamech sagilei. Whatever it is that gives you simcha, that's enough. There's no chiyuv how you're going to do the simcha. There's no way it has to be done this way, with candy or dresses or jewelry. Whatever is going to bring the simcha on Purim, by the Suda. So that's where we're going to find Simcha and Purim. So we've seen in the time allowed that we've already covered. Certainly we should all be coming to Shul dressed in Bigdei Shabbos, Bigdei Yontif on the night and the day of Purim as well. And when it comes to other aspects of clothing, when it comes to Purim, so there is no chiyuv, I think, from the poskim that one has to buy anything special when it comes to clothing or jewelry from his wife when it comes to Simchas Purim.
Simchas Chag is to dress.